The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, Dublin City Council has backed an emergency motion to impose better safety standards on heavy good vehicles, or HGVs. The motion would require all vehicles to adhere to a scoring system for safety. We're joined in the studio now by the proposer of the emergency motion, Green Party Councillor Ray Cunningham. Ray, what has prompted you to do this?
So this was really prompted by the death a couple of weeks ago by Johnny Santos in a collision between him and a cement truck on O'Connell Street. While I don't know the details of that incident, it made me think about the dangers posed by HGVs in Dublin. My friend Janet Horner at the council meeting last night spoke about an incident a few years ago where a friend of hers had life-altering injuries in a collision with a HGV. And in that case, the driver just didn't see her. They are dangerous vehicles because partly because of their size, but also because in many cases, the drivers have a restricted view of what's going on.
There's a lot of blind spots.
There are a lot of blind spots.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So how would this work? What are you proposing?
So I looked to see what they did in other cities, and in particular London, where Transport for London have introduced a star rating for direct vision standards. And basically, this is based on the size of the windscreen, the size of the side mirror, side windows, the amount of mirrors, the height of the cab and things like that. And for each make and model of HGV, it has a rating from 1 star to 5 star.
5 star being good, obviously.
5 star being the best, yeah. And over a number of years, they said that, okay, in this year, you can have a 1 star rating in London, but next year has to be 2 star rating and 3 star rating and 4 star rating. And that's what I want to introduce in Dublin as well, so that from 2027, all HGVs operating in the city have to have at least 1 star rating. But by 2032, all HGVs in Dublin will have a 5 star rating.
Okay. And is it difficult to get from 1 star to 5 star?
Well, it's not a matter of modifying your existing vehicle. It's when you are replacing your fleet.
Okay.
You buy another vehicle that has a better rating. It's based entirely on the make and model of the vehicle. There aren't any inspections involved.
Okay, so there isn't kind of simple things you can do, side mirrors in different places, or there's nothing like that. Do they help?
It's not really about modifying an existing vehicle. It's getting people thinking that if they are going to be delivering in Dublin in 3 years' time or in 5 years' time, they are going to need this better standard vehicle. And so when they're making purchasing decisions this year and next year and so on, they will buy those higher spec vehicles.
Okay, so is this going to become effectively the rules of the city? Is this going to happen?
Yeah, so at the moment we already require HGV drivers to apply for a permit to make deliveries in the core city centre and in other areas around the city. So I'm talking about rolling these standards into that application process. So when you apply for a permit, you put in the registration number of your vehicle, and it checks that the vehicle meets those standards.
Okay. All right. So when does this actually come into force?
So the first year will be 2027, will be a 1 star, and then 2028, 2 stars,
okay,
and so on.
Text coming in on this already. As an experienced HGV driver, 26 years, I would love a HGV ban in city centres. We hate going into built-up areas. I know sometimes it has to be done, but I believe the vast majority of HGVs in cities are avoidable. Most loads I go into cities with are multi-drop and could easily be brought in with smaller trucks and vans. Most HGV drivers would be happy to be banned from city centres. What do you make of that?
Yeah, I think there's something to that. I mean, the city streets aren't really designed for HGVs. If you're a HGV driver, you're probably happier on the motorway, and with visibility issues aren't such a problem. But in Dublin, there are a lot of pedestrians around, there are a lot of cyclists around. You really need to see what's happening in the immediate vicinity of your vehicle. And maybe some delivery companies will say, instead of buying a new HGV with these higher standards, we will just make deliveries with a smaller vehicle, and that's easier for everybody.
Okay. Could this happen quicker? Should it happen quicker?
I think that we have to strike a balance and give people time to make the adjustment so that there are drivers operating vehicles today. They don't have to go out and replace them immediately. It's just when they are replacing their vehicle, they decide, I'm going to get this better vehicle.
Okay, Ray Cunningham, Green Party councillor in Dublin City Council. Thanks indeed for coming into us.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.